We go to the Brown Institute. Yeah,
so our story starts with Helen Gurley Brown and David Brown. Helen Gurley Brown was a longstanding editor in the Cosmopolitan magazine, and she turned the Cosmo to the magazine we know of today. And she was also an author of many books at her time. And her husband, David Brown, he was a movie maker. He made movies like The Jaws, Driving Miss Daisy. He worked with movie makers like Steven Spielberg and so on. And David Brown went to school here at Stanford, and he also went to school at Columbia University in New York. And even during their lifetime, they had a habit of giving out some grants to people that they wanted to support, like people that they felt like are brilliant and doing great work. And they wanted to institutionalize that, and they wanted to set up the Brown Institute for Media Innovation to increase multidisciplinary collaboration between engineers, people with technical skills, and content makers. And also they wanted to increase collaboration between Stanford and Columbia, because David Brown had gone to these both schools. And that's how the Brown Institute got started some years back. So here at Stanford, we are located at the School of Engineering, where we are now sitting at the Engineering Quad. And at Columbia, we are located at the School of Journalism. What we do, one of our main activities every year, is to give out magic grants. And magic comes from David Brown and Helen Gurley Brown, because they felt like magic happens when we bring people from different backgrounds together, people who have different skill sets, experiences, and worldviews. And when these people from different backgrounds start to share the same vocabulary and the same type of vision, that's when magic can happen. So that's what we are doing here at the Brown Institute. We are trying to make the magic happen, and magic grants are one way for us for doing that. So we support teams of students and faculty for doing media innovations that we hope to be groundbreaking, bringing new knowledge and also new technologies, new stories to the world. I'm showing a couple of projects. There's dozens of them. This is just a snapshot. One of our projects is called Art Plus Plus. It's an augmented reality application. Yeah. We are working with the local art museum here. It's called the Cantor Art Center. Mm-hmm. It's located here at Stanford campus. And Art Plus Plus is a tour guide for museum visitors. So you can take your tablet device, point it at painting, and then you get more information about the painting as a, like, augmented layers. We have a project. This was one of our first projects some years back. Eigen News, personalized TV news. So this takes a lot of the video content that's available online, and when you give some parameters to the system that what type of content you're interested, crime and politics, for instance, you get your daily dose of video news.
It's called Eigen. It's E-I-G-E-N.
Yeah.
Where is it derived from? You have an idea?
I think the professor who has been leading the work is German. Okay. We have had projects about large-scale ideation and idea ranking in the crowdsourcing scene. Also, a lot of some projects about digital democracy and open data. For instance, there's a project called Whitescope. It's a digital voting platform for participatory budgeting. It started small, and now it has scaled up to be the most used platform in North America. This ongoing academic year, we produce a virtual reality 360 video documentary about famine in South Sudan. The previous year, we produced another documentary. It's about Iranian artists living in diaspora. It's called Reframe Iran. And I think this upcoming year, because our grant cycle is on now, there will be probably some virtual reality. And basically, we are trying to be as much as possible ahead the curve based on what the students are interested in and funding their projects.